you very much, and they are getting set up now to start the film immediately. So we cannot take over 10 minutes to do this. Thank you very much. Salaam alaikum. So the reason that I'm bringing that to your attention is because we want you to really hold your seats now. Because if you get up now, if you move now, you lose. And we want you to close up any gaps that's around you so that the people that are outside can have a seat or can come in and have a seat. Because we have thousands of them. They say the brother used the word jammed. It's jammed outside. So we want to unjam it and let them in. So if we can have any space that's empty, we'd like for the ushers, we'd like for those who are monitoring the aisles, those who are monitoring all the seats, please make sure that we have space for those to get in. And let them in now before we start the next reel or the next film. So please, thank you very much. Hold your seats so that we won't lose your seats. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Why don't you look around? It looks pretty crowded. Stand up and look around. Come on, brother. Come on over.
All a part of that one true religion. This is what Islam is telling us, brother. Islam took the lead. Prophet Muhammad took the lead to show the world that there is one universal truth, that there is one God, one universal truth, that everybody is bound related to that truth. Everybody is a part of that world, one creation, one creator, one life, one human family. Islam took the lead. Now, in order for us to serve Islam, we have to again take the lead. Nobody will do it for us. We have to do it. A great blessing has come to the Bilalian people of the world. I have been blessed to see this mission. I've been blessed to see the mission of Prophet Muhammad of Arabia. And me being blessed to see it, and in the kind of society that was necessary to support me being created even before my time by Master Fuad Muhammad and Master Elijah Muhammad, that society that was needed to support me, to give me a place in the world, was there. All of these things being present, being created, brother, it is a blessing to every Bilalian on the face of the earth. All throughout so-called Africa, wherever they exist on the face of the earth, they should come and get behind me right now. This is our day. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon your people. That's why it's the core and the rejected. And my mission one day will return to the poor and the rejected. This time has come. This is our day. Join me, brothers. I'm telling you, join me. Join me now, and I guarantee you we will remake this world. We have already begun to remake this world. It's felt. Don't think it's not felt. It's felt in the community. It's felt on low government levels. It's felt on high government levels. It's felt in a Christian nation, in Jewish nations. It's felt in religious nations and in communist nations. This mission in America is felt everywhere today. And believe it or not, it's just a matter of time before an earthquake takes place that's going to shake everything up and put things in their proper places. And you're going to see that this night, brother, that you see here in the Nation of Islam, Second Resurrection, this light is going to become the light of the world. Now, I got to tell you the truth, I'm a salesman. And I'm trying to sell you on something that's going to last. I'm trying to sell you on the hottest product that has ever come upon this earth, brother, into anybody's hand. And that product is truth, universal truth. Thank Almighty God, it's in the hand of a nappy-headed Bilalian that's not going to let it go.
Thank you.
a legal entity called the World Community of Islam in the West. The World Community of Islam in the West is an unincorporated association which is intended to be a membership organization in which the various mosques in both North America and the Caribbean and in Central and South America can associate and be benefited by this association. In order to maintain the kind of legal control which is necessary in order to bring about the best work of the World Community of Islam in the West, the Chief Imam has instructed that all Imam ministers who wish to maintain a membership in the World Community of Islam in the West must execute or sign a legal document. This document is perhaps the first of its kind in the world and will provide that all of the signers of this document will agree to the following in both principle and concept. First, that the Holy Quran in the original Arabic language must be accepted as our pure book, and they must accept the Chief Imam's position on the Holy Quran and Islam. In addition, they must accept the Chief Imam's position on the teacher, Farad Muhammad, and the honorable teacher, Elijah Muhammad. They must accept the Chief Imam's position on Bilal, the first Muezzin, and Bilalians. They must agree in terms of the leadership structure of their local mosque to establish a consensus board as the administrative body over the mosque and must agree to hold annual elections for mosque leadership. In their mosque structure, they must agree to have a youth leadership thrust. The Chief Imam has stated that we can live in the United States and accept, obey, and uphold the laws of the United States as long as that law remains in agreement with the United States Constitution as presently constituted and embodied, and all imams signing this document will agree to the Chief Imam's position on the United States Constitution. The Chief Imam is, under this agreement, the sole authority on the proper political posture for Muslims in America. In addition, the Imam ministers will agree to cooperate and identify with other religious bodies. They will also agree to make a commitment to provide necessary services to the world community and establish a position and an actual framework on. They will agree not to discriminate or attempt to separate brothers or sisters except as provided for by the Chief Imam. In addition, they will agree to use and enjoy the mosque property only to the extent that they continue to maintain their membership in the World Community of Islam. And they will also agree not to use or display insignia or other symbols which are exclusively associated with the World Community of Islam in order not to defraud or misrepresent the general community if, in fact, they are not members of this worldwide community body.
Brother John Abdul Haq, World Community of Islam Treasurer, clarifies our financial obligations.
Brother Wallace D. Muhammad, Chief Imam of the World Community of Islam in the West, has stated to me that the operating expenses of the Home Office should be shared by the total World Community of Islam membership. The many farms, the clothing store, the Pioneers Building, the Ephraim Baha Center, Merritt Chevrolet Building, Mosque Apartment Building Complexes, your supermarket, Salon Restaurant, and other dwellings that are owned through the purchases by contributions from members of the World Community of Islam cannot be maintained by the Home Office solely. We're asking that the membership pledge themselves a certain amount of their finances to help the World Community of Islam to alleviate itself of this tremendous debt that we have. We are now issuing identification cards to all those who are followers of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. In the World Community of Islam, the Chief Imam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, has approved a minimum of 2.4% of our take-home pay to be given for zakat. Accordingly, the giving of charity or zakat, which is one of the five principles of Islam, is incumbent on every Muslim. Each adult working World Community of Islam member who has his home office survival in his heart, he or she will come up with all or part of that pledge to help to once and for all pay our creditors, thereby clearing the head so that it may help the rest of the body.
The Bilalian News, fast becoming a household item throughout America. Presenting national news, it is the main revenue source of the world community and a key propagating vehicle for the Chief Imam. Here we find Eugene Magee, our director of the Bilalian News, meeting one deadline and preparing for another.
Take this down to Brother San Sharif's office so we can get it over to the chief's office and get his approval, because we got to make our newspaper deadline.
Yes, sir.
Take this one, and I'll do the finishing touches on the other one, and you report back to me as soon as you finish, as soon as you get it delivered there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Staff coordinator at the Bilalian News plant, Sister Dorothy Hassan.
In 1977, I see my job as staff coordinator for the Bilalian News as one of tightening up loose strings. We are very much aware that we have competent supervisors in each area of operation here in the plant, in building services, in each phase of production, in the editorial department, in graphic arts, accounting, and in the circulation and distribution of the paper. Therefore, it is my job to see that these people have the opportunity to coordinate within their various areas, and then I serve as a coordinator for the total so that we can look at the priorities for the paper as a whole. And we also have two consultants in our new structure. Dr. Naeem Akbar, as policy director, has helped us to formulate in clear, precise, and short statements the policy guidelines given to us by the Chief Imam. Hassan Sharif works closely with us on a day-to-day basis to make sure that the policy of the Chief Imam and the World Community of Islam is reflected in each article and in the graphics of the paper as a whole.
In keeping with the Chief Imam's, W.D. Muhammad's new directions for Bilalian News, we can say that our newspaper has evolved and has taken really a quantum leap from the time that it was a purely propagandistic journal, as you can see this was back in the first resurrection days. It has been steadily evolving since the Chief Imam has given us our new policies, and his policy to us is that he says that Bilalian News is a newspaper that should be able to sell itself. And in our involvement, we have moved from those early papers through this particular stage, in which a lot of typography was used on the front page and was very ineffective in terms of being attractive to potential buyers. This really was not a type of newspaper at this point that the Chief Imam had in mind. So we continued to get instructions from him, and we continued to evolve and try to adhere to his directions, and we have reaching a point now where we're being much more successful with the graphics that have been, that Bilalian News is being treated with. And here's an example here. And these last four papers of Bilalian News, under the Chief Imam's new directions, have definitely taken a step step toward being the successful paper that he has envisioned. We can bear witness that these particular papers have been big sellers at the newsstands around the Chicago area. And I'm sure as long as we keep adhering and trying to adapt Larry News to Chief Imam's directions, that we will become one of the largest selling newspapers in the country.
Also, our goal in 1977 is to improve the quality of the paper, its content, its look, everything about it, so that it becomes a publication which people feel forced to buy because it is so good. And we are doing that by covering issues and events which interest the larger community. And we're trying to do that in a bright and fresh and exciting way. At the same time, we're very much aware that we have guidelines. And these guidelines reflect our policy. The first consideration and our first focus is to look at moral and economic development.